is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Good morning, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 29th of June, 2025. Yes, we're getting short on content lately. People aren't sending enough items into News West. But anyway, now over to Ono, VK6FLAB, with Foundations of Amateur Radio.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, Randall, Victor Kilo 6 Whiskey Romeo, encouraged me to get on air. He described it like this. There is a mystery signal on 40 metres that you can try your new universal radio hacker skills on. It appears to be an FSK signal separated by 7 kHz, with the two signals at 7.0615 and 7.0685 MHz. Each of them, on their own, sounds a bit like a Morse signal, but my CW decoder decodes junk. But, if you can see it on a spectrum scope, it is clearly FSK because either one of them is on at any time. He went on to say you'll need an SDR to receive the signal given the separation, but could be a fun investigation. Having just discovered Universal Radio Hacker, a tool that can help you decode radio signals, that sounded like something I'd love to have a go at. Unfortunately, after the demise of my main workstation last year, my current setup doesn't allow me to do such recordings, but Randall, ever the gentleman, provided a recording of the signal. He writes, "This was captured with GQRX demodulating the signal as SSB audio with the VFO tuned to 7.060, so both signals are there, one very low freak and one very high freak." If you're curious, I've uploaded the file as it was shared with me to my VK6FLAB GitHub repository under Signals. Over the next 2 days, I spent my time attempting to decode this signal. I opened up Universal Radio Hacker and spent delightful hours getting precisely nowhere. Some of that is absolutely my unfamiliarity with the tool, but this is a great exercise in learning on the fly, where, truth be told, I tend to live most of my life. It wasn't until several hours later that I decided I should at least listen to the audio. To my ear, it sounded like 25 words per minute Morse code. But being still in the learning phases, while my brain was triggering on the sequences, decoding wasn't happening. Of course, I could cheat and forward the audio to one of my fellow amateurs, but the actual message wasn't really the point of the exercise, at least not at this stage. Instead, I fired up Multimon NG, which has an inbuilt Morse decoder. I spent some hours doing more yak shaving than I was expecting, but even then I still didn't get more than gobbledygook out of the process. I used Audacity to shift one of the signals by one wavelength and mix them together. This allowed me to reduce the noise significantly, but still none of my tools did anything useful. In case you're wondering why, if you have a tone and noise, and shift one signal by the wavelength of the tone, then mix them, the tone adds to itself, but the noise, random in nature, is just as likely to add as it is to subtract, so in effect you're increasing the signal-to-noise ratio. After Multimon NG failed, I tried an online Morse decoder, which gave me all manner of text, but none of it made sense to me. Of course, it's possible that this is someone rag-chewing in a different language, but I couldn't make any sense of the thing. I did come up with some issues that prompted me to create the signal repository. I realized that I didn't have any known good signals. Previously, I'd tried decoding a sample FT4 signal, but that went nowhere, mainly because the signal was noisy. So, what I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks is create some clean, as in computer-generated, known signals and add them to the repository. The aim is to have a known good starting point to learn from. In software development, this technique is often used to limit the number of unconstrained variables. In our case, if I generate a known good Morse code signal, then I can learn how to use Universal Radio Hacker to decode it. So when I come across an unknown signal, I can use the techniques I learnt to attempt to decode it. Feel free to make pull requests with known good signals yourself. RTTY, PSK31, Whisper, FT8, etc. Feel free to include non-amateur modes. One thing, I'm not looking for off-air recordings of signals. Yet. That can come later. Right now, I need signals that are pure, as in, as I said, computer-generated. Of course, at some point, perhaps sooner rather than later, I'll discover that generated signals are no easier to decode than off-air recordings, but that's for another day. Meanwhile, you too can play. Download one or more sample files and decode them. Let me know what you learn. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Thanks, Ono, for that story about the art of decoding a signal. Now we're going to test AI for the first time. And here's a story from the NCRG about the Hamfest raffle.
Dear Ham members, it's time to get excited. The Northern Corridor Radio Group, NCRG, is thrilled to launch our 2025 Hamfest fundraising raffle, and you're invited to join in the fun while supporting our club's future. With over $3,000 in prizes up for grabs, this is your chance to win big while giving back to the community that keeps us on the air. Here's what you need to know. Raffle website. Purchase your tickets online at https://rafflelink.com.o/hamfest-raffle-225prize. Pool. First prize. $2,000 Andrews Communications voucher. Choose from a wide range of amateur. Radio gear. Second prize. $699 Comtech voucher. Upgrade your shack with top tier. EQU IPM EN to third prize. Elinco DJC RX7H E handheld radio. Valued at $229. Fourth prize. $200 Comtech store credit ticket prices. $5 for one ticket, $10 for two tickets, $20 for four tickets, $1.40 for eight tickets, $80 for 16 tickets, $100 for 20 tickets, $250 for 50 tickets important dates. Ticket sales open June 25th, 2025. Online and cash sales close August 31st, 2025. Cash sales end at 11 a.m. at the Cyril Jackson Recreation. Center permit holder only. Draw date, August 31st, 2025. At noon during Hamfest 2025, ticket sales permitted while Conzi, QLD, NSW.say.tas, VicVic61904WA. LS22327402 5 Northern Corridor Radio Groups, Inc. is a responsible community organization following the Gaming and Wagering Commission Act, 1987. Where to view? Results, NCRG website, http://ncrg.info/wp/raffle-raffle-link page. http://rafflelink.com.o/hamfest-225. All ticket packages comply with WOMIA's DRGLS regulations and are processed securely via RaffleLink on behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, Inc. Let's make this raffle our most successful yet. Every ticket sold helps fund NCRG's ongoing projects, events, and upgrades, all while giving you the chance to walk away with some top-notch gear. Act now and grab your tickets before they're gone. The clock is ticking and the draw is just around the corner on August 31st. Best regards, Matthew McDonough, VK6ML, Vice President, NCRG 043602-2860. Reply or play all forward. You can't react with an emoji to a group.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Maurice Veith K6HLY has established a Winlink gateway on 147.550 at his home, QTH, as part of the Peel Amateur Radio Group Winlink Gateway range of frequencies. That new 2-meter frequency again is 147.550. Maurice also hosts a Winlink Gateway on 80 meters from his home QTH. Peel Amateur Radio Group Winlink Gateways also operate on 40, 20, and 15 meters plus 70 centimeters. Frequencies are listed on the Peel Amateur Radio Group website.
You may have noticed the PARG recording that just played about the Winlink Gateway sounds a little bit different and less robotic. It's amazing what AI can do. But anyway, now over to Bob, VK6POP.
I'm a bit miffed that I wasn't able to attend the WAG swap meet this weekend. I would have liked to have been able to be there to wave two flags, that of the WA Amateur Radio News and the other is RASA. Unfortunately, a trip to Perth from Albany for a couple of days is time-consuming and expensive, having spent several days in Perth only a few weeks ago. I do, however, plan to attend Hamfest at the end of August, and I'm getting together my stuff for that, to wave two flags. And speaking of WA Amateur Radio News, I've been asked by a few people about Perth Tech. Well, Perth Tech 2025 won't happen. At present, the organisation and preparation for Perth Tech are done almost entirely by me, and my brain has been elsewhere with selling up a house and moving house to a new city, buying a new house. At my age, it took far more oomph out of me than I imagined it would, and Perth Tech planning took a back seat in what was left of my brain. Which brings me to a point, I would dearly love to have some people in Perth who are willing to do a bit of flag waving for either WA Amateur Radio News or RASA or both. I would like to have someone that I can train up to visit clubs and talk about RASA. Not a big ask, only a small handful of clubs in a year. In addition to being another organisation whispering in the ACMA ear, RASA provides a bundle of free resources to both amateurs and to clubs and is about to announce a new resource aimed at clubs. This will be described in the next edition of the QTC magazine, due to be published around July 6th. While I'm talking about QTC magazine, your stories are very welcome, from descriptions of club events such as contest entries to construction items. Construction or technical items need not be four episodes of 20 pages of blow-by-blow building of a piece of equipment. By all means, write your technical item if you wish, but then write a more condensed article with links to your large article. Because QTC is an electronic magazine, it can contain live links to web pages and videos. Do you see how that can be a more interesting read? And last thing about QTC, we offer free advertising for clubs. If you're advertising a large event, make it a full page, and subsequent adverts half page. Our pages are A4 with a 25mm margin all round. Send your advert as a PDF. Go wild on graphics and colours. That's about my lot for this week. It's the end of the financial year. It's time to get your finances and tax records in order, or buy a shredder. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Hello everyone, this is Peter, VK7PD, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia July Bulletin to go to air. This month, instead of the usual broadcast, we will offer an historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, from December 2002. The usual news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmission times and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. If none of the transmission time suits you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. The Perth RAOTC luncheon is held on the second Tuesday of the month at a new venue. Full details are available on the RAOTC website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the July RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 7-3 from Peter, VK7PD.
Greetings once again. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's Amateur Radio Disposal Helpline, 29th of June. Today I have the following. I have a wanted from Mark. He's looking for an ICOM 706 Mark II G in good working order. Please contact Mark on his email, which is victorkilo6bravo sierra alpha@gmail.com. That's vk6bravo sierra alpha@gmail.com. That's for an ICOM 706 Mark II G. If you have one in your possession, surplus a requirement. Thank you. And next one comes from Alan, VK6 Quebec Lima. He's looking to sell an antenna tuning unit. It's an MFJ Deluxe Versa Tuner 2, model Mike Fox Juliet 949 Echo. It's a model MFJ 949 Echo antenna tuning unit, $130. He's also has a Yaesu tuner, an area antenna tuner, model Fox Charlie 902, 160 meters through to 10 meter bands, and 500 watts PEP, $110 for that. You may contact Alan for those items on 0458 972 235. I'll say again, 0458 472 235. That's for Alan, VK6X-Ray Lima. And that's all I have for you, but if you have anything for next week, please contact me by email, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Until then, all the best, 73, from Roy, VK6XV.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.